Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. It's time for RTWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife, Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back into your homes once again, reaching the world for Christ. This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood. And our subject tonight is on In Thy Presence. You know, that's what we got to be, in the presence of the Lord. So if you want to be a part of this service, well, go ahead and call in on 310-742-1759. That's 310-742-1759. So go ahead and call in on that number, and we'll put you right in here live, speaking to the whole world. So we appreciate each and every one to call in, and that's call in on 310-742-1759. So I've got a few here I need to get turned on, and I'll be right with you there just in a second. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, 606, go ahead and come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at there.
Yeah, I'm Pastor Reverend Dwayne Van Hook in Somerset, Kentucky, with Open Door Ministries, Open Door Church, and God's
Praise
really
Lord,
good to
brother.
Us.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We appreciate you there. So let me get these others in here, then we'll get you go ahead and obey the Lord there. 706, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
This is Frida Livesill in Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise the Lord there, Sister Frida. I'm glad you called in there. So, 770, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Robin.
Sister Robin?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, there she is.
Okay, is it? We was wondering if that was you or who it was there.
Robin Gresham. Yeah, I got cut off there for a minute.
Okay. All right. Well, glad you called in there. Just hang in there. We got a brother in here from Somerset, Kentucky there. We're going to turn him loose.
Praise
let him
Lord.
Obey the Lord there, and we'll get to you in there in a minute.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. Brother Dwayne?
Yes.
Just go ahead and obey the Lord there, brother.
All right. We're talking about the presence of the Lord. They had nothing more important, praise the Lord, than having his presence.
Amen.
And having his joy. The Bible says in Psalm 16:11, Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. So he will show us the path of life. We'll look to him and give our life to him and follow him and trust him. I want to tell you that Jesus loves you. Jesus loves everybody. Jesus loves you. If you're a Christian, he loves you. If you're not a Christian, he just don't love sin. But
Amen.
Jesus loves you.
Amen.
We're talking about walking Amen. In the path of life. The way this path of life begins, the Bible says that if we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, it says that we shall be saved. And it says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:9 and verse 13. It's very,
Amen.
Very important that we walk in the fullness of the joy of the Lord. If you feel like you don't have the joy in the Lord like you used to have, maybe we need to say a prayer like David did. Lord, restore thy joy back unto me of thy salvation. That's one thing that we need in our life, brothers and sisters, is the
Amen.
Joy of the Lord. We need to stay real close to God. See, we don't know when we're leaving here. We don't know when Jesus is coming back. The Bible says no man knows when Jesus is coming back. Jesus said while he was here that the Father only knew that when he was going to come back. So we need to be ready, and we need to always stay on guard. We need to have the fullness of joy in our hearts. We need to submit ourselves to God, and we need to resist the devil. We don't need to let him put aught in our heart against nobody or resentment in our heart against nobody. We need to pray that God would take that out. But the main thing is to make sure first that we're saved and that we're born again, that we've asked Jesus in our heart, and then live for him every day and ask forgiveness every day and every night before you go to bed. Don't take a chance on it. Jesus loves you. I read in the Bible where it says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. See, you're important today. I want you to know that you're somebody. I want you to keep your head up. Praise God. Praise God. Keep your head up and be ready and go be with the Lord when the time comes. But live every day for Christ and walk in his joy and walk in his presence. Let God flow in your life. Let God move in your life. Let the joy of the Lord be seen in your life. Let the peace
Amen.
Of God operate in your life. Amen. Give everything over to the Lord. Say, Jesus, let the joy show in my life. If you're a sinner, a backslider, say, Jesus, save me, a sinner, a backslider. Come back into my life. If you can tell him to come back in your life if you're a backslider. If you're a sinner, ask him to save you and come into your heart. I want to tell you, you're important. You're important. Never walk away from the Lord. Never, ever, ever, never, never give up, but walk in the joy of the Lord. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy
Amen.
Of the Lord is our blessing. We need the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. We need to trust the Lord. Hallelujah. We need to depend fully upon the Lord. We need to turn everything over to the Lord. Lock, stock, and barrel. Our needs. We need to trust God for our needs, brothers and sisters. Folks, today, we need to trust God. We need to give him our whole heart and our whole life and let God's will be done in our life because he loves you. He loves you. Jesus died for you. He is the Son of God. Amen. He died on the cross. He rose from the dead. Praise be to the name of the Lord. He took the keys of death, hell, and the grave. He ascended at the right hand of the Father, and he loves you today.
Amen.
If you're not saved, you're a backslider, give your life to the Lord today. Ask him to come into your heart. You got to mean it. You got to mean it and make it your prayer. But you can say something like this, or you can say this, mean it, make it your prayer, and then say your own prayer afterwards. Say, Jesus, say it with me. Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me my sins. I'm sorry I sinned. I mean it, God. Forgive me.
Jesus.
Keep praying that prayer until you know that you're right with God. And quick as you believe in your heart, it's a done deal. You'll be right with the Lord. If you're a backslider, say, Jesus, take me back. All you have to do is say, Jesus, take me back and forgive me. And as quick as you really mean it, and it's true repentance, Jesus will save you. Jesus will take you back.
Amen.
Jesus will put you on this path of joy, on this path of righteousness, praise be, to the name of the Lord, because it's all about life and joy. It's all about this presence of the Lord, this joy of the Lord, unspeakable and full of glory. How he loves you, how he loves you, praise God, and how he loves me, how he loves everybody across the world. He
Amen.
Loves everybody. He loves everybody the same. It don't matter where you're at in the world today. I want to tell you that Jesus loves you, and that he's the Son of God, and he is the way of salvation, and he's the way of hope, and he is the way to God. God
Amen.
Bless you today as I turn it back over to the brother. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, brother. Appreciate the wonderful word there. So go ahead and make your prayer request known there. You know, the word said make our request made known unto the God. So since you're on here, well, I'll just let you go ahead and make your prayer request known.
Yes,
okay.
We do need, we need prayer. We need a prayer for. We need a financial miracle. God knows all about it. Mm-hmm. We need a financial miracle from the Lord, and of course we have some family members that need Jesus, and some that need to come back to God. And I want to let this be known today, and I want to say God bless everybody out there. Y'all are important. Everybody is. God loves everybody the same. Amen, brother.
Amen.
Turn it back over to you.
Just hang in there.
Thank
don't,
you.
Don't hang up on us there if you can, and we'll we may holler at you again there after a while.
Okay, I'll hold on then.
We just obey the Lord. We have church on here. So, Sister Frieda?
Yes, sir?
Go ahead and obey the Lord there.
I want to give a praise report.
Okay.
The Lord tells me to do things, and one of my coworkers called and says, "Are you at home?" I said, "Yeah, I'm at home." She said, "I got a surprise for you." I said, "Ooh." She wouldn't tell me. And so when I seen her pulled in the driveway, it was a friend of mine, and I had give her some money so she could go to her granddaughter's graduation. And, you know, the Lord is always on time, Brother Yearwood. I needed some money to pay a bill. And you believe she gave me the exact amount that I needed. And I said, thank you, Jesus. And I told her, I thank you. I said, you didn't
Amen.
Know me all this, but the Lord knew the need. And I got the bill today, and I got the money to go pay on some of it. And, I mean, I feel so blessed. I mean, he's working everything out. I've been praying at my work. I said, I don't want no problems. I want a friendly environment. I want what Lord wants in our midst. And, you know, things have been going so smoothly. If we need to have a discussion, we have a discussion. But everything is going so smoothly. And I praise the Lord that I did find a job, and I am still doing what he wants me to do, and I praise him for everything he's doing. I'm going to start out first in number 16, verse 30. But if the Lord make a new thing, and the earth open her mouth, and swallow them up with all that appertain unto them, and they go down quick into the pit, then ye shall understand that these men have provoked the Lord. You know, I don't want to provoke the Lord, because if we do one thing wrong, that's one thing I don't want to do. And it came
Amen.
To pass, as he had made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground clave asunder that was under them. And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all the men that appertain unto Korah, and all their goods. They and all that appertain to them went down alive into the pit. And the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation. And all Israel that were round about them fled at the cry of them, for they said, Let the earth swallow us up also. And there came out a fire from the Lord, and consumed the 250 men that offered incense. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, that he take up the censers out of the burning, and scatter thou the fire yonder, for they are hallowed. The censers of these sinners against their own souls, let them make them broad plates for a covering of the altar, for they offer them before the Lord. Therefore they are hallowed, and they shall be a sign unto the children of Israel. You know, I was working last night, and the Lord impressed on me. We got a call in, and I was sitting talking to this man in the vehicle with me. And, you know, he said, you just what I needed. And I said, I'm a good listener, but the Lord tells me what to say and what to do. And this man says, I appreciate everything. And I said, Brother John has already told us that we need to take our enemies and things that are giving us problems and lay them on the altar. And he said, you're right. I said, yeah, I know that's what the Lord wants us to do. I said, sometimes you can try to help people out. But if it's not, if they want to accept it and they keep going what they want to do, I said, you need to put her on the altar. I said, I understand where you're coming from, but I said, put her on the altar. And this man was so happy, and he got so excited. He said, I thank you for talking to me. I said, you're more than welcome, sir. I said, turn it over to the Lord. And he asked where I went to church, and I told him. I said, come to me with us sometimes. I said, the Lord, our pastor don't look how what race you are. He said, as long as you are a child of God, it don't matter. I said, we have some wonderful services. Okay, let me see where else I'm going to. Okay, here's one more. No, that was it. He's already read that one. But that is true. Psalms 16:11. Thou wilt show me the path of life, and thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. You know, we have to direct, the Lord has to direct our path. I don't want to direct my path. I want the Lord to direct my path. And you know, he does. If I normally drive it and I go a certain way, but if I feel led to go a different way, that's the way I go, because the Lord's got somebody he wants me to see or somebody to talk to. So I do what? I'm glad he directs my path on what to do and what to say and where to go. Okay, let's see. I ain't going to take up too much more time, but I had a few scriptures. Where you at? Okay, here's another one. And I'm in Isaiah 7, and I'm going to start, I think it's verse 18. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall hiss for the fly that is in the uttermost part of the rivers of Egypt, and for a bee that is in the land of Syria. And they shall come and shall rest all of them in the desolate valleys, in the holes of the rocks, and upon all thorns, and upon all bushes. In that same day shall the Lord shave with a razor that is hired, namely, by them beyond the river, by the king of Assyria, the head and the hair of the feet, and it shall also consume the beard. And it shall come to pass in that day that a man shall nourish a young cow into a sheep. And it shall come to pass for the abundance of milk that they shall give, he shall eat butter. For butter and honey shall everyone eat that is left in the land. And it shall come to pass in that day that every place shall be where there were 1,000 vines and 1,000 silverlings, and shall be even be for briars and thorns. With arrows and with bows shall men come thither, because all the land shall become briars and thorns, and on all hills that shall be digged with a mattock, there shall not come thither the fear of briars and thorns, but it shall be for the sending forth of oxen and for the treading of lesser cattle. You know, we have to listen to what he's telling us. This is back in the old time where they were having sacrifices. But I thank the Lord, we're a living sacrifice. We have to turn our life over to the Lord daily, not just every day. Every day we have to take our body to him daily. I'm going to read, I think, one more, and then I'll give it back to you.
Okay.
Matthew 7, and I'm going to start in verse 13. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. But straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of the false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inward they are raving wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs or thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewed down and cast into fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came. The winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And our rock is the Lord Jesus Christ. If we'll listen to what he tells us to do, where to go, we won't never fall. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Okay? I want the Lord to do what he wants me to do. I do not. And when I have a problem or a need, I lay it down at him, and I say, Lord, you know the circumstances, you know the need. And, you know, when we talk to him and listen to him, he always meets. He's always on time. He's always
Amen.
On time. Back to you, Brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. Let me get this other call in here, then we'll have Tim to sing a song. Then we'll get you in there, Sister Robin.
Okay.
661, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Hi, Brother Yearwood. This is Sister Gladys. I finally got my call through. I was trying to call the Greenwoods. So
okay.
I got it together finally. So I'm here from Moorhead, Kentucky.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate you. That's two of you in there tonight from Kentucky. Maybe you two might know each other there. So I'm going to let Tim sing a song here, then we'll get to you there, Sister Robin.
The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. Power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. The presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The presence of the Lord is here. Oh, the presence of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. Oh, the power of the Lord is here. Everybody blow the trumpet and sound the alarm. Because the Lord is in the temple, let everybody bow. Let all the people praise him now. The Lord is here. A blessing from the Lord is here. A blessing from the Lord is here. A feeling in the atmosphere. A blessing from the Lord is here. Oh, a blessing from the Lord is here. Everybody blow the trumpet and sound the alarm. because the Lord is in the temple, let everybody bow. Let all the people praise Him now, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord is here. I can feel the presence of the Lord, and I'm going to get my blessing. I'm feeling the presence, and I'm gonna get it. Right now I can feel the presence of the Lord, and I'm gonna get my blessing. Right now I can feel the presence of the Lord, and I'm gonna get my blessing. Right now I can feel the presence of the Lord, and I'm gonna get my blessing. I feel it, the presence, and I'm gonna get it. Right now I can feel the presence of the Lord, and I'm gonna get my blessing. I feel it, the presence, and I'm gonna get blessing. Right now I can feel the presence of the Lord, and I'm gonna get my blessing. I feel it, the presence, and I'm gonna get it. Right now, can't you see Him working on the outside? I can feel Him moving on the inside. So come and enter in and cast your cares on Him. He'll open up the wind, you pour you out a blessing. Cause when the Lord steps in, He brings everything you need. Healing and power and victory. So it's all up to you. Whatever you need Him to do, just trust Him and believe Him, then the rest will be yours. See, well, I can feel the presence of the Lord, and I'm gonna get my blessing. I feel it, the presence, and I'm gonna get it. Right now, I can feel the presence of the Lord, and I'm gonna get my blessing. I feel it, the presence, and I'm gonna get it. Right now I can feel the presence of the Lord, and I'm gonna get my blessing. Right now I can feel the presence of the Lord, and I'm gonna get my blessing. Right now I can feel the presence of the Lord, and I'm gonna get my blessing. Right now the presence of the Lord is here.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful song there. Praise God. So, Sister Robin, you going to come on and obey the Lord?
Yes. Thank you, Brother Yearwood. I just want to thank you for the opportunity to be able to get on here. I'm praying for more of the Lord.
Amen.
And to be able to speak His word. Okay. I am in Exodus 33, and starting with verse 12, the Lord had me thinking about Moses, when Moses went up on Mount Sinai. In verse 12 it said, and Moses said unto the Lord, see thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, my presence shall go with me, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. From wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people thereof upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. And he said, I beseech thee, and show me thy glory. In 1 Chronicles 16, verse 27, it says, glory and honor are in his presence, strength and gladness are in his place. And in verse 19, he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, praise the Lord, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passes by, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. And in verse 34, okay, starting with verse 30, and when Aaron and all the children of Israel saw Moses, behold, the skin of his face shone, and they were afraid to come nigh him. And Moses called unto them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned unto him. And Moses talked with them, and afterward all the children of Israel came nigh. And he gave them in commandment all that the Lord had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. And till Moses had done speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. Oh, what an awesome thing it would be to be in the Lord's presence as Moses was.
Amen.
And I just want to the Lord's glory was so awesome that even Moses had to put a veil upon his face. I believe that there is a place in the Lord that you can go in prayer, that you can be so close to God that you can feel the Lord's glory upon you. And
amen.
I believe that, right? And I just want to say, if there's anybody out there right now that don't know the Lord, today is the day. We don't have many days left on this earth. We're not promised tomorrow. But I just want to say, if you want to feel the glory of the Lord and to be in his presence, find your secret place and get
Amen.
Along with the Lord tonight. And that's what the Lord gave me, Brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful word there, Sister Robin. That's a good word. So,
thank you.
Let's see here. That brother that's up there in Summersville, Kentucky. Come in there. Just a minute. Brother Wayne?
Praise God, brother. God's good all the time.
Amen.
Yes, we got a lot to praise him for.
I'm going to get Sister Gladys. She's from Moorhead, Kentucky, to come in there. But I wanted to tell your wife to get her some scriptures and get ready tonight, Sister Gladys' wife. She can come in there if she wants to. So, Sister Gladys, go ahead and obey the Lord.
Okay. Thanks, Brother Yearwood, once again for blessing me with the opportunity to come on here. At first, you know, sometimes the enemy will find different excuses and kind of let you sit back and think, well, you don't know enough about this subject. But, you know, listening, I can learn more by listening on this broadcast and being with good brothers and sisters
Amen.
That will teach me the right way and show me the pathways that I need to follow. You know, I wasn't raised in a Christian home, and the problem today, there's many young people out there today, they don't know their right hand from their left. And I'm not being critical when I say that. I, too, wasn't raised in a Christian home. But I praise God for the ones that knocked on our doorstep, and they knocked, and they'd say, do your children want to go to Sunday school? If it weren't for those true believers that felt like they could get some Sunday school kids to fill up the buses that they drove around the neighborhoods with, I wouldn't be saved today. You know, I was in the Nazarene. I was in the Baptist. I was in the Methodist. I don't even know where all I went. And the one time that I went to a Pentecostal church camp one year, I saw someone speak in tongues, and I thought, well, Lord, what in the world is that? I'd never seen anyone speak in tongues.
Amen.
I said, what kind of church do we go to? And they said, this is a Pentecostal church. And I thought, well, I've never seen anyone shout. I've never seen anyone dance. I've never seen anyone speak in tongues. You know, that turned me away from that church, and I didn't want to go back because I didn't see the fruits of what I felt like. If that was a true Pentecostal church that I was supposed to see, maybe at that time I was young and dumb and didn't know what I needed to know. But I was curious about that, and I wanted what those believers had. And the thing I know today is if we're going to be Christians and walk uprightly before the Lord, we have to have something the world wants to see. And
Amen.
We have to represent the Lord like he wants us to be. You know, it's not about the world. You know, I've been thinking a lot about lately how, like Sister Betty was saying, we're reading about remove not the old landmark that was set by God. You know, today you
Amen.
Walk in some church houses, and I'm one that watches a lot. I don't try not to talk too much. Sometimes that gets me in trouble. But what I'm saying is I'll watch when I go into a church house, and I've been in some that, yeah, it was decorated, and it was beautiful, and it was pretty. And I'll promise I'll try not to take too much time. But when I seen where there's supposed to be an altar, it was covered with flowers and silk arrangements and this and that. And I got to thinking, and I wasn't judged at the time, but I thought, Lord, where's the altar? Where do they go
Amen.
To pray? And today, in this hour of need, these young kids don't even know about Jesus. We had a neighbor boy before the Lord sent us down in 96 to do a work for him here in Kentucky. There was a neighbor boy that lived two or three doors down. And we said, do you know who Jesus is? And he said, oh, he's some man that died on the cross or something like that. I don't know. And that grieves my heart when these kids today that are young, and we have Christians on my side, and we have Christians on my son's side as far as his first relationship with his wife that he had to divorce. But what I'm getting at is that baby needs to learn about the baby, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And I'm going to do my best to teach her about Jesus. Because one day she came and I said, do you know who Jesus is? And she shook her head and said, no. Well, for one, I'm shocked because I'm not judging, but the other people that were in part of this marriage went to church with us for over 20-some years. They're not with us anymore. But my heart grieves when she says, I said, do you know how to pray? And she said, no, what's that? So one day I said, we're going to teach you about Jesus. And she said, what for? That's what you need to learn about Jesus. You know, we need to be lights in dark places in this world today, yeah. Brother Yearwood, because there's too many things out there that are distractions. And when today I know that it's like a brother, I'd ask him, I said, well, when you think of landmarks, give me some ideas of what scriptures to look up. And he said, well, today he said he listened to songs 12 or 13 of a well-known station down here in Kentucky. And he said out of all 12 or 13 songs that he listened to on that radio station. I'm sure he wasn't criticizing, but he was saying not one of them mentioned the name Jesus and not one of them mentioned the blood. You know, today we've got Bibles that take out the blood. They take out the virgin birth.
Amen.
You know, there's churches that don't even have a cross in it anymore. But I know this much. The Bible tells me that one day, if you take the Spirit out and the presence of God, you can shout your shout and you can talk your tongues, whatever way you want to do. But that won't get you into the house of you. It won't give you into, get you into heaven. And one day, God will
All right.
write Ichabod over the door. That's a scary thing to think about, Brother Yearwood. You know, people will think that the Spirit of God is still there. And when he's no longer there, the presence can't reach the people. But I know this much. Our lives should walk so tightly with God in the word that we read that people will just feel a presence from us that's different when we walk. And I know that the Bible says that our spirits will bear witness. And I believe today, Brother Yearwood, when I meet you and Sister Yearwood, I believe our spirits will bear witness because
Amen.
You have the same thing I have. You have the Holy Spirit in you like I do. I'm going to start off with Jeremiah 6:16. It says, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old path. Where is the good way? And walk therein. And ye shall
Amen.
Find rest for your soul. But they said, we will not walk therein. In my notes it says, the old path, the ways of the patriarchs and of the fathers who experienced redemption from Egypt. You know, the old paths are good. They may have been strict, and some of them today may have been traditions. And we have to kind of get away from traditions if it was Grandma said and Papa said, if it didn't line up with the Word of God. We have to go by thus saith the Word of God.
Amen.
We can't make it up as we go along to suit ourselves. In Jeremiah 31:21, it says, set thee up way marks, make thee high heaps, set thine heart toward the highway, even the way which thou wentest. Turn again, O Virgin of Israel. Turn again to these thy cities. when I looked at my notes, it says, the way from the bondage of sin to the liberty of God's children is a highway. It is plain. It is safe. Yet none are likely to walk in it unless they set their hearts toward it. You know, we're walking with a generation today, Brother Yearwood, that's rebellious. They have rebellious
Amen.
Hearts toward God. And I don't know how true it is that they said when a certain president was nominated recently that there would be more demons that would come out of the pits of hell. And I believe today, it's like I told my husband coming home the other night, I said, I believe one of those demons is the spirit of suicide, and I believe the spirit of drugs, and it's going rampant into the day, and the spirit of rebellion. The kids today know that well. In Jeremiah 42:3, says that the Lord thy God may show us the way wherein we may walk and the thing that we may do. In Jeremiah 55, they shall ask the way to Zion with their faces thitherward, saying, come and let us join ourselves to the Lord in a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten. People need to understand, Brother Yearwood, that we're in a covenant. We're in a covenant like Abraham. This
Amen.
Is a blood covenant. It's a very strong covenant with God. And he'll see to it that even though the enemy may come like a flood, he said he promised us he'd raise a standard against the enemy and he'd show us favor. And the last scripture I have is in Proverbs 22:28. Remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set. You know, people today, like you said, Sister Robin, we can get as close to God as we want to be. And I believe that people that claim that they want to see the miracles of the old days, they need to get alone with God. I know I need to spend more time alone. Sometimes I believe the devil throws more obstacles and things in our path. And sometimes today in this hour, people will start off with a busy schedule and they finish off to where they're too tired to read the Word of God. But I know this much, those are just distractions. If we can get alone in our prayer closet, and that prayer closet can be in your car. I've had some more times, Holy Ghost filled times in my car when I'm driving down the highway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid sometimes that I'm going to get pulled over, be shouting and singing in tongues, and I praise God for that. Just having a glorious time in the Lord. But I know this much, you can separate yourself from the people that are in the world. That's what we all need to do. Shut the TV off, shut the anything and everything. That is a distraction, and get alone with the Father. Then we'll see those miracles happen. We have to check ourselves. How much time am I spending in prayer alone today? You know, I feel like as a mother, it's my job to do the laundry and the dishes. I can pray as I go through the day, and that's what God wants us to do. I'll turn
Amen.
It back over to you, Brother Yearwood. Thank you for letting me on here.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate you, sister. Appreciate the wonderful word that you brought out there tonight. I tell you what, been the old landmark's been moved, a lot of our churches, but it's time that you and I put them back. It's time that we
in
the presence of God and cry out to him and let him put them back in place. So Brother Dwayne,
praise the Lord, brother.
Is your wife want to obey the Lord?
She didn't want to speak it right now. She may
okay.
go later time.
Okay, that's fine there. Anytime she gets ready, we'll put her right on there with us. You got a song ready, Tim? Okay, we'll let Tim play another song here or sing another song. Then I'll try to obey the Lord a little bit there. Then if nobody else calls in while he's doing it there. Well, we've got prayer requests, too, that we're going to read. Let Tim sing a song, then we'll read the prayer requests there and the praise reports and everything. Praise
Jesus,
what he does have in store for me when he shall call me. I will be ready in a court. There is much to do down here for my dear Lord. Many times kneel and pray for a lost soul. Ask that Lord his Savior will go. Come help us for the Lord today. Help a lost soul find a better way. There is much to do down here for my dear Lord. Often I suffer, suffer much pain and agony. Then I ask Jesus, what he does have in store for me when he shall call me. I'll be ready in his court. There is much to do down here for my dear Lord. Often I suffer, suffer much pain and agony. Then I ask Jesus, what he does have in store for me when he shall call me. I will be ready in his court. There is much to do down here for my dear Lord. Often I suffer, suffer much pain and agony. Then I ask Jesus, what he does have in store for me when he shall call me. I will be ready in his court. There is much to do down here for my dear Lord. There is much to do down here for my dear Lord.
Praise the Lord. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer here in a few minutes. We're going to take prayer requests. It's good to be back on here tonight. And we got a praise report from a lady that we know up north. Her name's Peggy Tettenburn. She said she had been diagnosed with a brain mass. It was a 1-inch by 2-inch on the right side of her brain. Doctors were very negative and told her, she told them that Jesus was her healer. And her husband left the hospital praising God that, for her healing.
Hallelujah.
She quoted verses every day and took communion every day. And it did not immediately... The healing didn't immediately take place, but it took 4 months for the mass to heal. Let me see. It was totally dissolved within 4 months. And also,
hallelujah.
She told only the praying people, the people that really believed on the Word of God, to pray for. And she didn't want no negative people praying for her. She just wanted the word spoken over. So she just asked certain people to pray for her, and she says, hallelujah, I'm healed by Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who healeth me. So I praise the Lord for him touching her. Denise Schaefer says, I can't believe it's been a month since I had my knee surgery. Looking back, I couldn't hardly move my legs. They hurt so bad. God has brought me through so much and has been my healer. I praise God that I'm doing better, and I start my rehab next Wednesday. And she's thanking God for everything that he's done for. And Jan Lambert says to pray for Marie Jenkins. She had a scope of her stomach done today, and they took out some polyps, and the doctor said some of them were okay, but some of them looked bad. And she has Gardner's syndrome and a rare genetic disease. Had her colon removed 4 years ago, and her food does not digest right. She is in a lot of constant pain, and she can barely eat anything. She's in pain and misery. She also has cirrhosis of the liver and an enlarged spleen and diabetes. And the doctor said that they can't do any kind of surgery on her because she bleeds too bad. So let's lift this woman up. She really needs a miracle from God. And remember Martha and Ray, Roy Sexton? They need healing. Remember my nephew Rick? He's in dire need of prayer. He's an alcoholic, and my sister's had to go out to Hickory to be with him. He's just in a terrible mess right now, so he needs God. So just remember him. And remember Judy. She has two broken vertebrae and breathing problems. And a man asked us to pray that he would find his dogs. He's lost three of his dogs. So remember that. And Pastor Joseph, from another country, says he is listening to the services, and it's been a blessing to him, and he wants everyone to remember him and his church in prayer. And Martha Garcia, the one that we've been praying for a long time, that the doctors weren't expecting to live, she's getting ready to come back to Dalton, Georgia, to nursing home here. So she is doing much better, and they say thank you for their prayers. And Tony and Dolores Garcia said to pray for them tonight. It's been hard on them going way down to Rome to see his mother and working too and everything. So just lift them up in prayer. And I got another praise report. Sister Sandra Combs, that had a stroke about a year ago. She ain't been able to speak much since, but they had her on the internet the other night, and she was singing, and I mean her words were clear. So I just praise God for that. Just continue to pray for her. Her brother said today that the leg that she's paralyzed in, she has been having really bad pain in it. So the doctor said that's a good sign because she's feeling something in that leg. So just remember her in your prayers. My brother Kim needs salvation. He's going to have both of his eyes operated on soon, and then he'll have a hernia operation. And I think that's about all. Praise the Lord. And let's remember Eddie Bolton tonight. He's needing God to touch. And I found a couple more here. Tim's little cousin, Brent Roberts, he's been in the ICU, and he's got a port for his insulin. And remember Wanda and Rufus Bivens, they're really needing a miracle in their health and everything. And Debbie O'Connor's Branham says, please pray for a young man, a young boy named Tandem. He is very sick. Last week they flew him to the Scottish Rite. And this morning he's in ICU. His fever's 104, and he's having problems with his heart and having problems breathing. So remember him.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. You've heard the prayer request there now, so we've got another call in here. 937, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Praise God, Brother Yearwood. It's Brother and Sister Green and my mom here with us, Mildred Bowens Atkins, Sister Midge is what she likes to be called, and we're here in Springboro, Ohio.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate you calling in there. So why don't you just go ahead and obey the Lord there then.
Praise God. You know, I was thinking, Brother Yearwood, the subject tonight is on, I believe it's the presence of the Lord or being in the presence of the Lord. And I was thinking about 1 Kings chapter 8 talks about then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, the chief of the fathers of the children of Israel unto King Solomon in Jerusalem, that they might bring up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is Zion. And all the men of Israel assembled themselves unto the King Solomon at the feast in the month Ethanim. which is the seventh month. And all the elders of Israel came, and the priests took up the ark. And they brought up the ark of the Lord and the tabernacle of the congregation and all the holy vessels that were in the tabernacle, even those did the priests and the Levites bring up. Sorry. And King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel that were assembled unto them were with him before the ark, sacrificing sheep and oxen that could not be told nor numbered for multitude. And I'm going somewhere with this here. In verse 6 says, and the priest brought in the ark of the covenant of the Lord into his place, into the oracle of the house, to the most holy place, even under the wings of the cherubims. For the cherubims spread forth their two wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubims covered the ark and the staff thereof above. Verse 8 says, and they drew out the staves, that the end of the staves were seen out of the holy place before the oracles, and they were not seen without, and there are unto this day. There is nothing in the ark save the two tables of stone, which Moses put there at Horeb, when the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel, when they came out of the end of the Egypt. And it came to pass, when the priests were come out of the holy place, that the cloud filled the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. And I wanted to bring out right there, the priests had been in the place of the Holy of Holies, and they had done their sacrifices and things already. And you know, when you begin to do a work for God, and when you're sanctified and you're filled with the Holy Ghost, and of course we've got to be saved first, and we have a new covenant here. It's talking about the Ark of the Covenant that was in the house of the Lord, and we know that Jesus Christ, he came and made a new covenant with us. And you know, and we are down, and we're praying, and we begin to pray and seek God, and we got clean hands and a pure heart and no gall in our mouth, and we follow the Lamb wherever he goeth, and we just, you know, our life is just toward Jesus, and we want to please him like we want to please our mother or our father, or if we didn't have a mom and dad and maybe grandparents raised us, we want to be pleasing to our grandparents. And, you know, that's how we are when we become a Christian, that we want to be pleasing to Jesus, that we want to be pleasing to our Father in heaven, praise God. And when we begin to seek God and we begin to call upon his name, and we begin to, we can enter into that place, that holy of holy, that place. And how the covenant of the Lord is, he's with us. He's in our heart, praise God. And how he begins to, they couldn't even minister. The ministers couldn't minister because the cloud was there and the glory of the Lord had filled the house. When the glory of the Lord begins to fill your house, which you are a temple of God, it said that the vessels were in the house. Praise God. You and I are the vessels tonight. Hallelujah. In the house of the Lord. It's not the building that you go to. It's not the brick walls. It's not the inside. It's not. You and I are the lively stones in the building tonight. Praise God. And when we begin to call upon God and we're in one mind and one accord, it says that the Bible talks about how one can send 1,000 to flight and two can send 10,000 to flight. And when we assemble ourselves together and begin to call upon the name of the Lord, you know, 120, they said, were in the upper room and some more was there. Praise God. We're seeking the Lord in one mind and one accord. And in the Holy Ghost, you know, they tarried there. Praise the Lord. And that's what we need to do when we go to the altar and we find us a place in our maybe our closet, praise the Lord, and so to speak, meaning get alone time with God. And we begin to call on him and seek his face. And he begins to appear to many. You know, we've heard many testimonies how an angel came into the room. And I can tell you myself, I've been down praying in the midst of the Holy Ghost filled the room where I was praying.
Amen.
And, you know, God is so good, and he has come into the sanctuary of the churches when the people were praying and seeking the Lord, and the Holy Ghost began to move through the people, and you can see a mist, a cloud come in over the congregation. Sometimes it might be just in the pulpit, and sometimes it might be just over the one corner or one part. We remember one time a minister preaching, and I remember my mom saying, "Did you see that? Did you see the glow? He was like in a bubble, and it glowed all around him." And that was Brother Glenn Marshall. I'll never forget that. It just he was glowing all around him when he was in the presence of God. And you know, so God shows you things when you're in his presence. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. I tell you, every demon has to flee. Every hell, every demon from the pits of hell has to come under subjection. Praise God. They have to be silent. Praise God. They can't disturb the service when God is in the midst. Praise the Lord. I tell you, God is good tonight, Brother Yearwood. And I feel the presence, he says, when two or three are gathered together in his name, that he would be there in the midst. And we've got callers here tonight on the broadcast, and we've got my mom here in our living room with us, praise God, and my husband, we're here. There's three of us here, praise God, and our little newborn baby, just 5 days old, praise the Lord. They allowed us to watch him tonight, and so I'm hoping and praying that he's feeling the presence of the Lord, because I sure feel him, because I sure can't say this stuff and remember everything that I read in the Bible. But when the Holy Ghost comes upon me, he brings it back to my memories, and praise God, he just pours me out. And I just, you know, when we read and we study, we get filled up, praise God, with his word. And then it begins to just overflow. Praise God, the need. And you can feel the people like a sponge and just drowning it out of you. I tell you, it's worth praying and it's worth seeking God. It's worth a good, clean life. Oh, praise God, he's so good. If you don't know him tonight and you're under the sound of my voice, I want you to give your heart to him and ask him to forgive you of your sins, and let him fill your vessel, your house. You are created to serve God, and that's what we're here for on this earth, this planet earth.
Hallelujah.
Is to be a servant to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you've been trying it your way and it hasn't been working out, try Jesus. Praise the Lord. The devil will set stumbling blocks in your way, but I tell you, Jesus is way much powerful. And he'll give you the Holy Ghost, praise God, to give you power to be a witness and to tread on scorpions and serpents. Praise the Lord. I love the Lord. I thank God he saved me back in 1993. I came back to God. And I thank the Lord that he took me back. And, you know, if I'd have thought of it in my own self, I would have said, I'm just not worthy. No. But, yes, God will take you back. No matter where you've been and what you've done, God will take you back. He will receive you with open arms, praise the Lord, like he did the prodigal son. If you're a backslidden preacher out there, just get back on the highway of holiness. Just come back into the fold and ask God to forgive you. Praise the Lord. The devil ain't got nothing out there for you except a bunch of traps and trying to take you down to where he's going to go someday, into that lake of fire. And I just love you all and praise God. That's what we're set out to do, is to see souls saved. And I thank God for Brother Yearwood and Sister Yearwood and Brother Timothy and Sister Robin and Brother John Samples, all the callers that call in, Sister Frida. I just love all of them. Praise God. Sister Gladys, I just love them all. And I thank God. That's what this mission's all about, is to seek for to pull you out of the pits of fire, so that, you know, people, they left testimonies where they were the family members were in the room while their loved ones were dying and going to hell. And then the reason they know they were going to hell because of the life that they lived, and they never claimed Jesus to be their Savior, and how they would holler and scream that their feet was burning, and they would holler, "Get me out, get me out, get me out." They would holler that many a time. Different people that didn't even know one another, I have heard people say this, that while they were dying, they were feeling the flames of hell. Don't go there. Don't go to that place. You've got a chance right now to make heaven your home. Praise God. And I'm going to turn it back to Brother Yearwood. Hallelujah.
Praise, Appreciate that, Sister Green. We've got a couple more new call-ins here, so we'll get them, then we'll let Brother Green obey the Lord.
All right, Brother.
So, 706-400, come in here and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Hey, Brother Yearwood, this is Pastor Alan Flowers over in Hayesville, North Carolina. I spoke with you earlier today, and, man, I'm excited to what I'm hearing about the Word of God. You know, the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The Word of
Amen.
God excites me because, you know, the Word of God is the only thing that has the promise that it will not return void. It will accomplish what
right.
God intended. Amen. And,
Amen.
And what an opportunity to share the Word of God over this Internet, over these airwaves. And God promised it won't return void. I appreciate
Amen.
The sister's word there a little while ago. And, well, that's what it's all about, seeing souls saved. Amen. That's what it's all
Amen.
About. I was reading that scripture a little earlier in Psalms, chapter 16, verse 11. And that part where it says, in thy presence is the fullness of joy. You know, the world's looking for a lot of things, and they don't even know, but they're looking for that joy. I've had so many people tell me that they're looking for happiness. They just want to be happiness. Listen, you don't want to settle for just happiness.
Amen.
Happiness stems from our circumstances. You know, there's sometimes as a Christian we're happy, and you know what? Sometimes we're not so happy. It depends on our circumstance. But you know what we really need is the joy of the Lord, because the joy of the
Amen.
Lord is our strength. And the joy of the Lord is not, it has nothing to do with our circumstances. It's very possible that we can be sad and not happy, but still have the joy of the Lord. Amen? And it's
Amen.
Found, according to the scripture, it's found in his presence. And boy, I'm telling you what, I feel his presence here tonight. God's in this place, and he's right where we are, because the Bible does say, as the sister said a while ago, he inhabits the praise of his people, and where two or three are gathered together in his name, there he'll be. And, man, Brother Underwood, I'm excited. I appreciate talking to you earlier today, and I'm just excited at what the Lord's doing. So what we need to do is push away the boundaries, get out of this so much of the things of the world, and get into his presence. And I can't think of a better way to get in his presence than fellowshipping with God's people and
Amen.
Digging deep into his word. Amen. And digging deep
Amen.
Into the word of God. Amen, brother. Amen.
Amen.
I'm gonna let somebody else get in there, but what an opportunity it is to share the word of God over the airwaves.
Amen. That's right, brother. God made it possible for us, so we just praise the Lord for that. 770-584, come in here and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Praise the Lord, Brother Yearwood. This is Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Appreciate you there. Brother John, appreciate you calling in there. We got Brother Green, I guess, hanging up there, so we'll let him go ahead and obey the Lord, then we'll get you in there to obey the Lord.
All righty. All right.
Brother Green?
Yeah.
Boy,
hey, it's good to be on tonight. It's good to be a Christian tonight. You know, we can continue in our sin, or we can come to the light, and that's the choice we have tonight. If you're listening in, maybe you've never knelt at the foot of the cross and never called on the name of Jesus, but I tell you, once you get born again, you know, your eyes are going to be opened, and you're going to be in the presence of the Lord, and he's going to be with you. The Bible said he'll never, he made him a promise. In Matthew, I believe it was 28, he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you always, even unto the end of the world. And he put amen on that, praise God. So He meant what he said, and I don't believe the Lord will ever leave you once that you've accepted Christ as your Savior, and you walk with him and you obey him. He will never leave you. You know, there's times when we might walk away from him, but he will never walk away from us. We must abide. The Bible said, abide in him. And if we abide in him and his words abide in us, he said, you shall ask what you will. So he don't want us just to get in and out and run and do our thing and then come back and take up the cross for a little while, and then go back out and dabble in sin and carry on like that, because, you know, that's no testimony to the world. But I tell you what, he's called us to be a city set up on a hill, which cannot be hid. And, you know, if we're living right, we're not hid. We're standing out as the light of the world. And God has placed us in a high place. And, we can see from that high place he's put us in. And we need to do everything we can to stay in the presence of the Lord. And I'll tell you what, God spoke to Jonah one day, and he told Jonah, said, to go to Nineveh and preach my word. Preach to Nineveh, that great city. And, you know, Jonah, he got on his traveling shoes, and he went the other way. But we need to put on our gospel shoes, and we need to run for God. We need to run, but we need to run the opposite way when Jonah ran. But Jonah took off, and he fled from the presence of the Lord. The Bible said he went down to Tarshish.
Amen.
And he disobeyed God, and he got himself in a terrible mess because he ran from God. And I believe it was David said, where can I flee that I'll get away from his presence? And I don't have that scripture in front of me, but I know he said if I ascend into hell, he said his presence is still there. No matter where I try to hide, you know, you can run, but you can't hide because the Lord knows where you're at. And if you're a backslider tonight, that means you're running from God. And we just want to encourage you to not to run from him, but to run to him. Praise God, just like the little children. You know, they'll run to daddy or they'll run to mama. And that's what we've been doing since we've been Christians. We've been running to the Father and calling on him because he sent forth his spirit into our hearts. And we're crying, Abba, Father. And he is our Father today. If we're obeying the Lord Jesus Christ and we're believing on the Son of God and we're believing that Christ is the answer, which he is, then we're children of the Most High God. And it's just a privilege to be a Christian, to be born again today, and on my way to heaven. And I just thank God. You know, he's one place the Bible said it is joy unspeakable and full of glory. And I'll tell you what, we're going to have a good time when we get over there. And when we finally make it in and we reach that beautiful place called heaven, we won't have to worry about anything. We'll have no problems and everything will be beautiful on that shore. Praise God. We won't be attending any funerals anymore. And we won't be visiting the sick and all of that anymore, but that'll all be passed away. And the Bible said there'll be a new heaven and a new earth, and we'll surely be in his presence at that day and in the fullness of his presence. Praise God. Okay, that's about all I got tonight, Brother Yearwood, and we'll turn it back to you.
We sure appreciate you, Brother Green. Appreciate you and Sister Green and Mother Nola. Do you want to say anything?
Mommy.
You want to say that?
I was just thinking, though, about, I can't find it. I was looking for it, where Moses was at the burning bush, and the Lord told him to take your shoes off, Moses. You're standing on holy ground. Praise the Lord. And we should be humble in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise God. I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, she turned it back over to you, Brother Yearwood.
Okay, we appreciate the testimony she had there about Moses and the burning bush there.
Amen.
Brother John?
Yeah, brother.
Just go ahead and obey the Lord there.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate the opportunity to obey the word of the Lord and the spirit of the Lord. Amen. And as the sister was bringing up the testimony and all of you were coming together, you know, the Bible says in Romans 8:28 that now we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And amen, as we've come together, amen, and establishing a witness, establishing a testimony, establishing God's word tonight. Amen. And it's so good that, amen, as we're talking to each one of you, again, an example, I wasn't able to hear all the programs so far because of the storms down here, but, you know, the storms have passed through, and amen, and there were some things that, you know, amen, that we had a few ox in the ditch that we had to get out. But praise the Lord, the ox is out of the ditch, and amen, we're able to go on, and we just praise the Lord tonight. You know, even as the sister was talking about, that the Lord Jesus Christ, or God the Father on the backside of the desert, you know, his presence can be, amen, and just like Brother Green brought out, you know, he's even, it went even to the end of the world. When Moses, amen, was on the backside of that desert with Jethro, amen, keeping his father-in-law's flock, amen, and he spoke out of that bush, that presence was there, and even on the backside of the desert, we can be in that fullness of joy. You know, I was thinking
amen.
About, amen, hallelujah, as the children of Israel, amen, and how they become disobedient, amen, as they become disobedient, amen, and hallelujah, where they begin to burn incense into other idol gods and things, and when the Chaldeans came in and the Babylonians, amen, come and encompass the city, amen, and you know, we find that I was talking about, amen, as the pastor from the Carolinas brought out about the fullness of joy, you know, that's in Nehemiah chapter 8 where he was bringing that out, but I'm thinking about, amen, I'm reminded of Nehemiah. God began to deal with me earlier today about Nehemiah, amen, and amen, he was a cupbearer for the king, and amen, and just like you said, his countenance, amen, we're talking about the joy, amen, and even though he was pleased with his job, amen, those that came from the city, those that came from Jerusalem, but Jerusalem was laying in desolation. Jerusalem, the holy city, amen, the walls had been torn down because of the disobedience of God's people. The gates had been, amen, had been fired, amen, and the holy city was running this way. You know, church, when we get in a time of disobedience and go away from the presence of God, and truly, amen, the opposite of that is no joy, amen. And sorrow and sighing, amen, comes in. Amen. It talks about it by the prophet Isaiah, amen. Amen. But tonight we need to obtain that joy, amen, and that sorrow and sighing will flee. That fullness of joy, when we come into the presence, when we come into the rhema, in the very face of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, as we come before him, amen, you know, as the scripture we're talking about, that Nehemiah was king, amen, a cupbearer for the king of Texas season. So when he was coming, amen, hallelujah, and he was in captivity, amen, because they had been taken. But they were visitors, amen, who had come, amen, and visited his city, amen. And he asked them, he said, how is the city? And it was laying in disarray. The walls had been torn down, amen, because, amen, they had been taken into captivity. King, amen, amen, the ruler, amen, had not, amen, he watched, amen, his children, amen, be destroyed. And as his eyes were put out in the time of Jeremiah, amen, we find, amen, that, hallelujah, that he had disobeyed God, amen, and was a king that had disobeyed the word of God. You know, the Bible says that he said, thou wilt show me the path of life. You know, the scriptures teach us, amen, in Psalms 119:105, amen, he said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. That's for all of us tonight. The word of God will give us direction. The word of God will show us the path of life. The ways of the righteous man are made plain. So, and that fullness of joy. God reminded, amen, hallelujah, God began to deal with me this afternoon, amen. I was not able in my job the last time that I'm able to get a break, but today I didn't get a break, of course. It was one of those days, amen, amen. But God began to deal with me by his spirit. He began to speak to me about Nehemiah. You know, the Bible says that as he came, amen, and God had made provisions for him to come and begin to build the walls of the city. Amen. How do we begin to, and we find that, by believing in Isaiah 16:18, says, let the walls of salvation and the gates praise. Talks about the violence and talks about, amen, the building up, amen, and I think it's just amen, that brought out the pastor from North Carolina, spoke about, quote Psalm 22:3, where it says, we need happy to the praise of Israel, the holy men of Israel, there's a happy place and we need to celebrate, amen. That's that fullness of joy. The Bible says that his presence is like the right hand forevermore. That presence is like the sweet things of God, amen. Hallelujah. And you know, the scripture says that before we go to Nehemiah 8, I want to talk to you a little bit about what happened in Nehemiah chapter 6. As Nehemiah began to build the walls and the walls came up, amen, I want to speak a direct, distinct word unto you tonight, amen. You know, the scriptures teach us, amen, that I read to Nehemiah chapter 8, starting with verse 5, and says, And as we open the book, they already have the laws at this time. They already begin to set the date, amen. And this is the beginning of the word. He said, and as we open the book, we're the same young people. So we look at that all the people. And when we opened it, all the people stood up. You know, at the time, you know, the faith was described in them, you stood up, and many times that a lady spoke to her, a lady told her, holy place, and as he stood up, he began to read the word. And the only people were like to see her, amen, in the word of God. When he began to read the word of God, the people stood up in reverence to the word of God. And the Bible says, and there's a blessed the word of God, and all the people answered, and he says,
John,
yeah.
You're muzzling up on us there. We can't understand you.
Okay. Yeah, that's what they said last year. We must be with things up in verse 5. Can you hear me a little bit better now?
No, it's still muzzled on.
Okay. Let me see what we might be in the place where I'm at. Let me move a little bit. Is it getting any better?
No, I could hear you that time, but you wasn't too clear.
Okay. Let me see what you see your picture. If it's not clear, let me know. You'll just ask somebody else to.
I hate to interrupt you there.
You put them up their hands, and they bow their heads and worship the Lord with their faces to the ground. And Jesse and Ben I and Jerome I and Jemim upward shall be a five. Abijah, the Hira, the Asa, Azariah, Jezebel, Haman, that and the Levites caused the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their place. And they wrote in the book in the law of God distinctly, and gave the truth and caused them to understand the reading. They had caused them to understand the word of God. They were those, amen, that gave them an understanding. That word said, he will be pastor that will feed you of knowledge and understanding. The spirit of understanding in Isaiah chapter 11, amen, is one of the eyes of the Lord, is one of the spirits of the Lord. And so it says there in verse 9, and Nehemiah, which is the testifier, means the governor, and Ezra the priest, the scribe, and the Levites, the prophet people, said unto all the people, this day is holy unto the Lord your God. Know not nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the Lord. They said, you don't have to weep now. You don't have to weep at the reading of the word of God. These laws have been restored, salvation has been restored, joy has been restored. Hallelujah. Why? Because it's the presence of the Lord. Let me tell you in WA, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send persons unto them. For nothing is prepared. Can you hear me? Can you hear
me? Yeah, go ahead there, brother.
Hey, is there any way out now, or am I still backing up?
You still muzzled up real bad, brother.
Okay. I'll tell you what. We're just going to reduce this and go ahead and let somebody else speak, bro. Go ahead.
Well, what I'm trying to see here, are you holding the phone up to your mouth there?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, right there, you sound good. Say something right there and let's see how you sound.
Amen, amen, amen. This is only a test. This is only a test, Larry. I know why you cannot hear me, because the enemy's trying to stop this. Because what
yeah,
I have, if you got to hear, the Lord spoke to me earlier this afternoon. He said, what I have to say, I will have to say to y'all. Really what he was wanting to say was, in Nehemiah chapter 6, can you hear me, brother?
Yeah, I hear you there.
Okay. In Nehemiah chapter 6, when Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem the Arabian was coming in, and the rest of the enemy heard that they had broken the law, you need to know tonight, church, what I say to you right now, I say to you all you that are calling and all you that are listening, the enemy are wearing themselves together, because by the word of God and by the Spirit of God, the laws of salvation, the laws of salvation are being built again. They are building, the Bible says, I believe it's in Isaiah 61, it says that they shall build again the waste places, the generations of people in the desolate places. The word of God is going out, and just like the pastor from North Carolina said in Isaiah 58, that God's word will not return unto him dead, but it will prosper in that which has been sent, accomplished. It will blossom and bud. Amen. Like the rain and the snow, it will not return unto him, but it will bring forth, amen, a blossoming and a budding. Tonight, amen, amen, the word of God, the spirit of God, was strongly upon me this afternoon. When he began to tell, amen, to speak, he said there in Nehemiah 6 and verse 1, he said, "We listened to our enemies that had built the wall, and there was no breach left therein, though at the time they had not put up the doors upon the gates." We need to know tonight that the Lord Jesus Christ stands in the gap. He's the restorer of the fires that walk in. He's the repairer of the breach. And those of you that are speaking the word of God, those of you that are speaking the word of God are just like a Nehemiah, just like a Hoshana, a governor that is building the walls of salvation, building up places of peace. Places of desolation are being built again. The joy of the Lord is being restored because the things of the wall, the holy city, the holy temple, which is not, amen, is you. The Bible says, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, that ye are the temple of the Holy Ghost?" Amen. And so tonight, amen, what the Lord would say to you, because as we are all building the wall together, as Nehemiah did, we are building the walls of salvation together. We are building the wells of salvation together by the word of God that's going forth. Amen. The enemy has gathered himself, amen, to try to speak out to each and every one of you. You ministers, amen. Beware because, and be careful because he's sending enemies among you to say, "Hey, come down off the work that you're doing. Come down off the work of the broadcast. Come down off the work of your home meeting. Come down off the work of your church. Come down here and gather yourself." Amen. Just like it says in verse 2. And then Sam Bratt and Gershom said it to me, saying, "Come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono." But they thought to do me mischief. Tonight, church, beware, because the enemy is seeking to do you mischief. Seeking to bring you down off the works of God. Seeking, amen, and all those underneath the sound of my voice, you have cried out to God and said, "God bless the work of my hands." And as you cried out to God, he said, "Before you call, I will answer." And he said, "Whatsoever you do, do with all your might." In other words, whatever you find your hand to do, put your hand to the plow and don't look back. If you look back, you're not fit for the kingdom of God. Tonight, you need to know that God is saying, he said, "I sent messengers into them saying, I am doing a great work so that I cannot come down. Why would the work cease while I leave it and come down to you?" Be careful. Be careful, those of you, because what I say to you all. Be careful because the enemy will try to get you to come down of the great works of God that all of you are doing in the life. Amen. Building up God's kingdom, building up God's walls, building up God's, amen, amen, the things of his kingdom. And the enemy would come to try to get you down from your work, to try to pull you away, amen, from the works of God. But tonight, amen, in his, just stay in his presence. Just stay in his presence, amen. Just like Brother Green brought out about Jonah, amen. You know, Adam and Eve were in his presence in the very beginning in the Garden of Eden. But the Bible says when they fell, they had to hide themselves from the presence. Oh, church, tonight, the word of God declares, stay in his presence. That's where the fullness of joy is. That's where the path of life is. At his right hand, which is the hand of life. You know, we are to sit at his right hand all the days of our life until he makes our enemies underneath his feet. The last enemy he shall put underneath his feet is death. Not only death, but our death. Amen, our death, because the believers should not see death. Oh, have you got in his presence today? Oh, he's right there before you. Have you gotten, amen, and gone before him and stood at his feet tonight? Because tonight we are building, amen. Generations are being built by the word of God. It calls them to understand, amen. Just like, amen, the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 13, I'm going to get back to you. He explained the parable of the sower. He talked about the parable of the sower. He gave them parables because to them it was not, they didn't know the mysteries of the kingdom. But tonight, as we give you the word of God, as these brothers and sisters, these ministers that are serving up the table. In fact, actually, the pleasure is ever more. The joy is actually a feast. The Bible says a merry heart does good like a feast. Amen? Hallelujah. Continual
amen.
Feast. A cheerful countenance. Amen. Make a cheerful countenance. Tonight is a feast. And that feasting, amen. Tonight we're feasting with the word of God. We're sitting in the presence of God. We are in the fullness of joy. The walls have been rebuilt. The gates are there. That's the praise. Amen. The salvation. It's time to rejoice. It's time to be full of joy. It's time to send portions for those that know. That's what we're doing right now. Giving you the portions of joy. Giving you, amen, to the joy. He said, my joy I live with you, not as the world live I unto you. In the book of John. Tonight, have you got in his presence? Because in his presence is a fullness. You can't receive anymore when you get in his presence. The pleasures at his right hand, evermore, that's the sweetness. He said, eat the sweet. Eat the sweet. Tonight, there's a land flowing with milk and honey, and it's in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you there?
Amen.
Are you before his face? Receive what he has for you. Sit at his feet and tell him all the things that you like to, because eternity will be. We don't have any hope in this life. This is just the beginning and not the ending, church. Sit down with our Father. This Sunday will be Father's Day. But I'm glad, amen, this is something we celebrate in America. But I'm glad tonight, believers, celebrate every day as a Father's Day. For there's one Father and God of all. Amen. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Go ahead, Brother Yearwood.
Amen. Appreciate that, Brother John. You got cleared up. Are you sounding real good there? You done real good there. So, praise the Lord for that. So, 423, come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Hey, it's Brother Perry, old Freewater. I just listened and just about forgot about it, Brother Yearwood. Getting old, I guess, forgetful. But, my wife reminded me, and I thought I'd call and tell you that. Appreciate you putting my brother-in-law on there at Fireline, because it worked. He's got a touch from God. The doctors said that his leukemia would go down a few percent with that medication he's taking, that chemo. But when they checked it last week, they didn't find any. So he's got that take care of, yeah. And he's got to have a bone marrow check, a change. So just pray that that'll work out and get a donor for that. But instead of staying, they told me that stay 6 weeks at Vanderbilt, but he's been 2 weeks. They told him if nothing happens, 2 more weeks, he can go home instead of 4 more weeks. So that's
amen.
A prayer answer.
Amen.
And
amen.
Put his wife on there, my sister. She's got something wrong with her neck, and she's going to have surgery. Of course, we both agreed that the Lord could heal it, and
amen.
We just want to believe with her. So put her on her. Her name's Sandra Burnett.
Sandra Burnett, okay.
Yeah, that God would touch her. Of course, he's touched her husband. Thank God for that.
Amen.
And, which Brother John's talking about, we had hope in this life, not got much hope. That was the last scripture my mother told me before she died. Said, if in this life we got hope in Christ, we're both men most miserable. And that's
amen.
Right. I'm glad that we're going to a better land, better place, with no sickness,
amen.
No diseases, and no sin. And I'm looking forward to it. And I'm sort of getting homesick, but we're getting there. He said he put his spirit out upon his people, and he's doing it. We're hearing things that we never heard before that God's doing, and
amen.
He's going to keep doing it. Yeah, and the world don't realize it, but we're in the last days. They can say what they want to, but we're there. The world is vile. It's in a rage. It's mad. And that's just the old devil working up. And but we've got one greater than that. 1 John 4:4 says, greater is he than you, he's in the world. So
amen.
I know that. And I know that we can be overcomers if we just trust in the Lord. Believe him. People say, it's hard, it's bad, it's because it just seems like we're not going to make it. We don't make it. We're victorious if we keep our hope, faith in the Lord, because He's yeah. our everything. He's all we need. And God bless you and your family. Keep up the good work. Remember to pray to family when you pray. And I'll turn it back over to you, brother.
Okay, Brother Bobby, we sure appreciate you. Glad you come on there with us. We're glad to hear that report about your brother and all.
And amen. Yeah, it's a miracle.
I believe by God's help, when they take the mire bone, it's going to be clear.
Well, we just pray that, too. There's nothing impossible with our God, are there?
Nothing impossible.
No, that's exactly
right.
Mire
has to clear up and line up with the Word of God. And so, you know, if we just pray and believe that, you know, a lot of times we pray and we doubt what we pray.
Praise yep,
God,
you're right.
We need to pray and know that when we pray that whatever that we say, God's Word said we shall have it. And you know,
that's right.
What a lot of times we'll pray, you know, like a lot of times, well, one time I prayed and I was asking God for a Cadillac so I could ride around to these churches in. But, you know, I didn't get a new Cadillac, but I did get a new Dodge. Well, I can't think of the name of that little car now. But anyway, God gave it to me and a Dodge Neon. God made it possible for me to get a new one them. So we wore it out for the Lord, and we wore out another or two for the Lord. So, you know, God is a God that will meet our needs. If we'll only trust Him for it. So I want to ask.
Yeah, it wouldn't be wrong for you to get a Cadillac.
No, but it wasn't God's will for me to get one, brother. I guess He knows
yeah,
the gas
yeah.
gets high, and I need something other small and cheap to get around.
I'll tell you a story about the Cadillac and the Plymouth on me time. Go ahead, though.
Okay. Pray for it. I'm going to let Tim sing a song here, and then I'm going to just try to obey the Lord a little bit here. So just worship the Lord with Him, Mark. I want to say that we appreciate every one of our call-ins, so you just hang in there, and your pastors will get you to tell your church and where you're at and the time of your services here directly. Praise the Lord. We've had 9 call-ins here tonight, so I praise God for that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. I feel the presence of God here tonight. I tell you what. I felt Him through all those services. You know, we just need to get in the presence of God. When we get in the
Amen.
Presence of God, hallelujah, I thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. When we get in the presence of God, anything's liable to happen.
Amen, that's for sure.
I tell you what, that storm come through and knocked us all fired us about 5 o'clock this evening. I thought, oh, Lord, trying to call out, trying to get a hold of somebody to fill in for us, and couldn't even call out. My phone wasn't even working. Because when my power goes off, my phone goes off. The internet went off. But we praised God, and God cleared it up. The storm done gone, and
Amen.
We're shouting a victory over that. So just worship with Tim here as he sings this song. Praise the Lord.
In the calm of your presence, I am listening more. I am still, I am quiet, I am yours. In the calm of your presence, I am listening. That I hear.
In the calm of your presence, I am returning home. I am still, I am quiet, I am yours. There's a burst in my soul for your wisdom divine. I long for the peace and life that I in the calm of your presence, I am listening, Lord. I am still, I am quiet, I am yours. I am still, I am quiet, I am yours. I am still, I am quiet, I am yours.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Appreciate that wonderful song. Now, I think before we get started there, we got 19 minutes left, so I have been known to go plan off of preaching. I'll just go ahead and get you to tell us where your church is at and everything and the time of your services before I start. 606, come in there and tell us, since you're the first one calling in, tell us where your church is at there and the time of your services.
Yeah, we have our services, Open Door Church, 153 Carter Avenue, Somerset, Kentucky. That word for Carter Avenue is spelt C-O-T-T-E-R, Somerset, Kentucky, and everybody's welcome to come and be with us. Right now we're having a Monday night services at 6 o'clock. We're in between buildings right now, so we're having our services in our house until we get another building. And also, if I can say it, I'd like to say I have a Facebook ministry on Facebook. And you care if I go on ahead and tell how
no,
to find
go ahead,
that?
Brother. Go ahead.
Okay, it's under Rev Dwayne Van Hook, R-E-V-D-E-W-A-Y-N-E, then Van Hook, V-A-N-H-O-O-K. And then I have another Facebook just under Dwayne Van Hook, D-E-W-A-Y-N-E, V-A-N-H-O-O-K. Okay, brother, I'll turn it back to you.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate you there, brother. Let's see here. This Brother Green, come in there and tell us about your wonderful church there.
Yeah, Brother Yearwood, it's Sister Green here. We are at Brother James Maggard's church. He's our pastor, and that's at 6898 Middletown, Germantown Road, and that's in Madisonville, or excuse me, is that Madisonville? Madison Township, Ohio. Our services are Sunday morning, 10 a.m., Sunday night at 7 p.m., and then Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. Appreciate everybody go out and be in these services you're announced here if you're in that area. Brother Flowers, come in there and tell us about your church and the time of your services.
Yes, sir. We're located at 4153 Myers Chapel Road. That's in Hazel, North Carolina. Our services are at 10:30 Sunday morning, and you can find out all our information on our website, and that's at www.crosspointchurchnc.com. That's crosspointchurchnc.com. And again, Brother Yearwood, appreciate the opportunity to join in with us, and man, I'm looking forward to what the Lord's going to do here.
Amen. I am too, brother. I am
Amen.
Too. Praise the Lord. Brother John?
Yeah, brother. We're at Zion Tabernacle, 114 East Main Street in Thomaston, Georgia. We have our Wednesday night services at 6 o'clock, Sunday morning services at Sunday school at 10, regular church at 11, and then our Sunday night services are at 6 o'clock also. So come be with us when you're in the area.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, we appreciate that. So everybody here, Brother John, all these announcements, why, if you're in their areas, why, they'll appreciate you coming out and worshiping the Lord with them and being with them in services and just have a great time in the Lord. So, Brother Bobby, come in here and tell us about the services you're going to.
Well, I went back to the church that I used to pastor 6 years and 7 months, and the lady asked me to preach up our Sunday morning on Kent. She said they figured it'd be better to have a man preacher on a Father's Day than it would be a woman's preaching, and I'm one of the retired preachers that used to be there, so I'll be preaching there Sunday morning, and our service starts at 10 o'clock Sunday morning, 6 o'clock Sunday night, 6:30 Wednesday night, and I've been going to Robert Jenkins Church, House of Prayer, so I'm on a Sunday night, and he gets me to preach up there quite often, and we have a real good service up there. His church is named the House of Prayer, Old Time House of Prayer. And they teach the Bible and believe in the way, and that's all that matters. I'm really a church of God. I was born and raised in, well, I wasn't raised in church of God, but we didn't have no car, so we had to go to church closest to us. And that
Amen.
Was the first church that, till I was 7 years old, we moved into close to a church of God, when I was 7, so I've been in there ever since. And then I pastored these two churches. But anyway, remember all the churches in the community and pray that God would give us all for a hire, and God bless you.
Amen. Appreciate that. God bless you. So, do we have another pastor on there? Praise the Lord. Okay. So, I'm going to start here by the Lord's help. Just pray for me and just worship the Lord with us. We're going to start in Psalm 16, verse 11. I know it's done been read and done been spoke on, but I want to try to bring out something maybe not contrary to what's already been brought out, but just, you know, God's Word is a living Word, so I believe everybody can preach off the same scripture and never conflict to nothing if they just preach it in with a rightly dividing the Word of God. So I'm going to let my wife, Betty, read for me here. Praise the Lord.
Psalms 16:11. Thou wilt show me the path of life, in thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore.
Praise the Lord. You know, right there he's saying that, that he's going to let us have joy, you know, and I tell you what, if we'll get in the presence of the Lord, we can have the joy of God. You know, I tell you what, we need to just shut ourselves off. I was thinking today, and somebody done brought it out here earlier on the broadcast tonight. You know, a lot of times we need to just shut the TVs off and shut out everything else and just shut off the world and get in the sight of God and just obey the Lord. You know, I'll praise God. We can get in the presence of God, and we get in the presence of God, we'll see God move for us, and we'll see things happening. I believe tonight that we can have miracles and signs and wonders following us if we're believers, because God's Word tells us in the 16th chapter of Mark over there, it says, the believer shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And I tell you what, I believe tonight, if God's children will bind ourselves together, and as I said earlier, whenever we pray and we don't doubt what we pray, we know that he hears us, and we know that he's going to answer our prayers because he told us that he would answer. I tell you what, praise God, if we will only just cry out to him and get in the spiritual realm, as Sister Joanne was talking about a while ago, my friend, we can get in the realm in the spiritual realm and get into fashion in the Spirit of God. We can feel the things moving. You know, there's a song about a wheel in the middle of the wheel. Praise God, I'm glad tonight that we can get in that realm, that we can get in that wheel where the Spirit of God's at. All we've got to do is just deny ourselves and take up the cross and follow Him. I look to Him because He is the Alpha and the finisher of our faith. I tell you what, tonight, my friend, if you want the joy of the Lord, just shut out the world and get in the spiritual realm. I tell you what, we can get in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It will carry us right into the spiritual realm. The God's Word said, first come boldly into the Lord's house. We need to come into boldness, into the presence of God. I put the devil in his place. I tell him right where he stands. I tell him his future. I praise God, we start showing the devil his future and start lifting up Jesus. We'll see some mind. We'll see some minds of God moving. We'll see some people understanding. We'll see the people that's sick and afflicted healed. We'll see them in a wheelchair raised up. We'll see the cancers falling off because God's Word is a God's Word, and it will. He said that for us to go into all the world and preach the gospel unto every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth. My friend, I'm going to tell you something. If you will only believe tonight, you can get in the spiritual realm of God. You can hear Him turn us in to the spiritual realm, into the heavenly places. He said that He made us set into the heavenly places. I don't believe we've got to wait until we get to heaven. I believe we can set into the heavenly places while we're here in this earth. I believe we can get in the spiritual realm where God wants us. We need to do a little bit of fasting, maybe a little bit of praying, do a little bit more studying. We can get into the realm of God around where God is looking for us to be, and He won't have to look for. I tell you what, so many of us today, we've got so far away from the Spirit of God, just like one of the prophets, I forget now which one it was, somebody, Moses, he was in the realm of God. He was in the mount with God there. But his brother Aaron down there, he got away from the Aaron. He got away from God. He got all of his people down there to bring all their golden calves, all their gold and silver and everything. And he melted it, and he made them a golden calf to worship. When God come back, or Moses come back down there, he seen that Aaron had done led them wrong. Praise God. I'm telling you tonight that we need to lead the people in the right direction. We need to point them toward the kingdom of God. I tell you what, Moses, he had the God. He had the presence of God upon him. As somebody mentioned there earlier, that he had to hide in the cliff of the rock. God looked through. The Spirit of God was so strong that Moses, they couldn't even stand to look up on him. My friend, I'm going to tell you tonight, we can get in that spiritual realm, I believe, with God, that we can see God move for us. We can speak the words of God, and these words, I say a lot of times, are not mine, but they're God who sent me. I praise God, if we'll only speak the word, God will do the work He said He would do. I do what He sent the presence of His power. Jesus there, He come there one time, and a man come to Him, and he said, I've got a soldier back at my house. I said, he's sick. He's at death. But Jesus told him, said, I'll go with you, and said, I'll heal him, and paraphrasing. And Jesus said, he said, I'm not worthy for you to come under my roof, but only send the word tonight. That's all we need to do, is send the word of God. Send the presence of the Holy Ghost out across these airways. Touch these people in these other places, in these other countries, in our countries right here in America. how they need to hear, how that God loves them, how that God has the power of the Holy Ghost, how he wants every one of us to have it, how we can read in Acts 2 over there, and verse 38, Jesus, or Peter said, every one of you repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and this promise is unto you and to your children, as far off as many as our God shall call. I'm here to tell you tonight that we've been sending the presence of the Holy Ghost out across these our ways tonight. We've been sending the presence of God into your home, into your motel room, or into your restaurant, wherever that you're sitting and listening to this, wherever that you're sitting watching this. The power of the Holy Ghost, my friend, has come to you. Don't refuse it. Receive it. Hallelujah. If you're not saved, fall down on your knees somewhere and ask the Lord to come into your life to forgive you of your sins and your trespasses. And don't just stop there. Go ahead and get sanctified. Go ahead and get everything in your life that's not right unto God. Get it out. Then you'll be a candidate for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And God will move. Hallelujah. And you can receive it. You can speak in other tongues as the Spirit give you utterance. No man won't have to teach you. No man won't have to tell you nothing. But praise God, God himself will teach you what you're saying. I don't care what I might say. As long as I'm in the Spirit of God, I know that I'll not go wrong because I know that he'll not put nothing in my mouth or in my heart that's wrong. But he will tell me to minister the Word of God. If we minister the Word of God, people can receive. Tonight, my friend, my prayer is that you receive from what's been said here tonight for how that you receive this. Don't turn it away. God's Word will not return to him a void, but it will accomplish what he sent forth for it to do. And you've heard a lot of good preaching. You've heard a lot of good Word read across this Word, across this line tonight. All you've got to do is just receive it. Hallelujah. Don't reject it, but receive it into your life. Then praise God. It'll be worth it all. One day after a while, to hear him say, well done. You've been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make you rulers over many things. You can have the joy of the salvation. As somebody said earlier tonight, David prayed, God, just destroy unto me the joy of my salvation. Oh, hallelujah, that's all we need tonight, is just get a hold of the horns of the altar and just hang on. Praise God, don't matter how rough it may get, hang on to the altars of that horn. If you'll do that, praise God, one day after a while, you'll hear him say, well done. Come on in and dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I praise God. Hallelujah. For that. Hallelujah. Praise God. I see it looks like we've got about 2 minutes left. I want us to go with the Lord in prayer and pray for every one of these prayer requests that's been turned in here tonight. And if you've got one real quick one you'd like to turn in, go ahead and turn it in. We'll pray over it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Brother Flyer?
Yes, sir.
You got any prayer
requests?
Yes, sir. Okay.
Oh, just pray for our lost loved ones, brother. Our lost loved ones. I've got children that needs to get back to the Lord, brother.
Amen. Amen. Okay. What about you, Brother Van Hoop? I'm sorry, I can't pronounce your name.
Yeah. Yeah, praise the Lord, brother. My wife, she's going tomorrow to get a check. They said she had a spot on her kidney. I'm believing God that the spot won't even be there.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. And we need to also pray that people won't give up, brother, and go down, but make sure they
Amen.
Are right with the Lord when they leave here.
Amen. Amen. Right. What's her name, brother?
Oh, Dottie Van Hook?
Dottie Van Hook.
Okay, we'll put her on the prayer list here. All right. Anybody else got a prayer request?
I have a Brother Green and I have some sons that need to come back to the Lord also.
Amen. Okay, praise the Lord. We got 60 seconds or so, so let's just all go to the Lord in prayer, and we appreciate everybody called in tonight. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, for your right hand, God, we thank you, Lord, Father, for the airwaves, God, Lord, these prayer requests, Lord, that we're turned in here tonight. Father, we believe in you, God, that you're going to answer every one of them. Father, them that's sick and afflicted, Lord, we believe in that you're going to heal them, God. Lord, they're not going to find no spot, God. They're not going to find nothing, Lord. That they're going to have to say that we made a mistake. And Lord, we just ask you, God, that you would touch them that's lost, and Father, don't let the devil fail. Lord, we pray, God, that you will save them, sanctify them, and fill them with the Holy Ghost. And Lord, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor for all.
Thank you. Get back canceled right now in the name of Almighty Jesus Christ. We pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Appreciate everybody calling in. We just now went off the air, so we'll talk to you there next week. Now, Friday night, Brother and Sister Green's got one on here. They come on at 10 o'clock and go off at 12, so you'll be welcome to tune in there with them. So God bless you, and we'll talk to you next week. And love every one of you. Bye.
God bless.
Hey, brother.
You too.
Yes. My brother?
Yeah.
Can you call us back, Dwayne and Dottie Van Hook? I want you to pray a special prayer for her if you can.
Yeah.
You
we'll
still have
that
number?
Yeah.
606-677.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll listen for your call then. Thank you, brother.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Bye. God bless. Bye.